Dear people who keep company with God, I am going through a heart transition. By definition, a transition is a passage from one state, stage, subject, or place to another. Change. A movement, development, or evolution from one form, stage, or style to another. Looking at those definitions, it is apparent we all are in transition whether we know it or not. Our nation, the Mideast, and the world economy are certainly in one of the greatest transitions possibly in modern history. In the past, I would go through transition and it was not really noticeable by those around me until I got through it. You see, I was very clever to hide what was going on inside of me. I use the word clever sarcastically. The truth is, I lived in the shadows of rejection, poverty, and insecurity. Finally and thankfully, this started to catch up with me. It had taken a great toll on my life, relationships, and ministry. I was at the point of losing heart, and I was desperately seeking the Lord for answers. One day, He revealed the wonderful and forever life-changing scriptures in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 to me. Those scriptures launched me out of that shadow world into the glorious liberty of knowing that I am a beloved son of the Father of glory. For me, that was the beginning of living out of my heart. It has been a process for sure, and there is a downside to it, but I would not trade it for anything. It is the only way to live the Christian life. When Jesus said, "I am the way," this is some of what He is talking about. Seeing the invisible is the way to not lose heart. I am praying for it every day. If you are not praying that way, why not start? Read Ephesians 1:15-19. However, living from your heart can be treacherous, and that is why I love the book of Psalms, because it reveals living from the heart on its best and worst days. It is messy, ugly, and downright sad at times, but the beauty of the Lord always shines through in the end. So, when I'm going through my transition and am all over the proverbial road, I remember David and the rest of the psalmists. Here is what I want you to see. The very areas where the enemy took advantage of and tried to destroy me, rejection, insecurity, and poverty, are the very areas where God and the word of His grace is building me up and beginning to give me an inheritance. Acts 20:32. Whatever particular weakness, affliction, or reproach you have been plagued with in life, living from the heart exposes them so God can give you the healing and grace to not only overcome them, but have the glorious opposite. Folks, it is time to get rid of those grave clothes of yesterday and put on the garments of grace so we can get on with being real and really living. He wants to reveal His beauty in the earth. Many blessings. Byron Whicker.